Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. Welcome once again to A Year in the Word. This is our Thursday, Friday edition, and I thank you so much for being with me today. You know, we live in a time when knowledge is readily available, readily accessible. I mean, through many means, through magazines, through the media, we have Facebook, we have the internet. So we can gain knowledge by many venues in this day and age. But many people still don't know what's contained in the Word of God, and they don't understand the wealth of restorative power that is to be gained by living by its precepts. And here we are in A Year in the Word, learning those very things. We must be readers, hearers, and most of all, doers of the Word of God. Thank you so much for being with me once again in this journey through A Year in the Word. Today, we're reading from Psalms 27 through 29 and Job 19 and 20. Psalms 27 through 29 and Job 19 and 20. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for being with us. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us on today. We thank you, Lord God, for your blessing that's been upon us. Lord, we ask that you move in the midst of us and help us, Lord, to get closer to you. Help us, Lord God, to get in your face. Even today, we have needs that we don't know how to supply. We have questions that we don't know the answers to. And we need the omnipresent, all-knowing, all-seeing God to show us the way. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move in us now. Lord, open our minds and our hearts to receive of your word as we go forward. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And then I'm reading and you're hearing from Psalms 27 through 29 and Job chapters 19 and 20. I am coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. And we shall begin now. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. To you I will cry, O Lord, my rock. Do not be silent to me, lest if you are silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to you, when I lift up my hands toward your holy sanctuary. Do not take me away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, who speak peace to their neighbors, but evil is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them according to the work of their hands. Render to them what they deserve, because they do not regard the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands. He shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving refuge of his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also and bear them up forever. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian, like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, everyone says, glory! The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. I've read and you've heard from Psalms 27 through 29. Now we are reading from Job, beginning at chapter 19. How long will you torment my soul and break me in pieces with words? These 10 times you have reproached me. You are not ashamed that you have wronged me. And if indeed I have erred, my error remains with me. If indeed you exalt yourselves against me and plead my disgrace against me, know then that God has wronged me and has surrounded me with his net. If I cry out concerning wrong, I am not heard. If I cry aloud, there is no justice. He has fenced up my way so that I cannot pass, and he has set darkness in my path. He has stripped me of my glory and taken the crown from my head. He breaks me down on every side, and I am gone. My hope he has uprooted like a tree. He has also kindled his wrath against me, and he counts me as one of his enemies. His troops come together and build up their road against me. They encamp all around my tent. He has removed my brothers far from me, and my acquaintances are completely estranged from me. My relatives have failed, and my close friends have forgotten me. Those who dwell in my house and my maidservants count me as a stranger. I am an alien in their sight. I call my servant, but he gives no answer. I beg him with my mouth. My breath is offensive to my wife, and I am repulsive to the children of my own body. Even young children despise me. I arise, and they speak against me. All my close friends abhor me, and those whom I love have turned against me. My bones cling to my skin and to my flesh, and I have escaped by the skin of my teeth. Have pity on me. Have pity on me, O you, my friend, for the Lord God has struck me. Why do you persecute me as God does and are not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book, that they were engraved on a rock with an iron pen and lead forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold and not another. How my heart yearns within me. If you should say, how shall we persecute him, since the root of the matter is found in me? Be afraid of the sword for yourselves, for wrath brings the punishment of the sword, that you may know there is a judgment. Then Zophar the Temanite answered and said, "Therefore my anxious thoughts make me answer because of the turmoil within me. I have heard the rebuke that reproaches me, and the spirit of my understanding causes me to answer. Do you not know this of old, since man was placed on earth, that the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite is but for a moment? Though his haughtiness mounts up to the heavens and his head reaches to the clouds, yet he will perish forever like his own refuse. Those who have seen him will say, 'Where is he?' He will fly away like a dream and not be found. Yes, he will be chased away like a vision of the night. The eye that saw him will see him no more, nor will his place behold him any more. His children will seek the favor of the poor, and his hands will restore his wealth. His bones are full of his youthful vigor, but it will lie down with him in the dust. Though evil is sweet in his mouth, and he hides it under his tongue, though he spares it and does not forsake it, but still keeps it in his mouth, yet his food and his stomach turns sour. It becomes cobra venom within him. He swallows down riches and vomits up again. God casts them out of his belly. He will suck the poison of cobra. The viper's tongue will slay him. He will not see the streams, the rivers flowing with honey and cream. He will destroy that for which he labored and will not swallow it down. For the proceeds of business, he will get no enjoyment, for he has oppressed and forsaken the poor. He has violently seized a house which he did not build, because he knows no quietness in his heart. He will not save anything he desires. Nothing is left for him to eat. Therefore, his well-being will not last. In his self-sufficiency, he will be in distress. Nothing is left for him to eat. Therefore, his well-being will not last. In his self-sufficiency, he will be in distress. Every hand of misery will come against him. When he is about to fill his stomach, God will cast him the fury of his wrath and will rain it on him while he is eating. He will flee from the iron weapon. A bronze bow will pierce him through. It is drawn and comes out of the body. Yes, the glittering point comes out of his gall. Terrors come upon him. Total darkness is reserved for his treasures. An unfanned fire will consume him. It shall go ill with him who is left in his tent. The heavens will reveal his iniquity, and the earth will rise up against him. The increase of his house will depart, and his goods will flow away in the day of his wrath. This is the portion from God for a wicked man, the heritage appointed to him by God." I have read and you have heard from Psalm 27 through 29 and Job 19 through 20. I do want to say that I do realize that the chapters in Job are difficult to hear. These are his friends, amen, that are listening to him. He's in distress, and he is crying out, venting to them how he feels, and they are berating him, because they believe that what he is suffering is because of his wickedness. But that is far from the truth, because the Lord even told us that he is a righteous man. And the Lord allowed the enemy to touch his life, but to touch his things and the things surrounding his life, but not to take his life. But Job's feeling is this: he would rather his life be taken because he's in such distress. But oh, how great the love of God Almighty, because all the things that Job has lost, the Lord is about to restore. Shortly in these chapters, we will hear, as we go through and continue in the reading of the word, we'll see the blessing of the Lord. Job went through for a while, but God blessed him greatly in the end, and everything that he lost, it was destroyed to even greater than he had at the very beginning. And the same happens to us when we are in distress and we're venting to the Lord and we're saying how we feel about so many things. And the Lord comes in and he corrects us and lets us know that he loved us from the very beginning, and he's never stopped loving us, and he does restore. I give glory to God. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. God bless you. God keep you. and God anoint you. Until next time, I hope you'll continue to stay with me through this journey, through a year in the Word. Amen.